And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We'll start with some actual good news. Scotland's parliament voted 69 to 57 to reject a bill that would have allowed doctors to administer lethal drugs to terminally ill patients. Several lawmakers raised concerns about patients being pressured into choosing death, which, if you're paying attention to how these programs play out, it's not paranoia. It's recognizing a pattern. Closer to home, pro-life momentum is building on multiple fronts. In Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a committed abortion advocate, signed a bill expanding the state's safe haven law from 72 hours to 30 days. A mother can now anonymously surrender a newborn to law enforcement, emergency workers, or hospital staff within the first month of life, no questions asked. Evers didn't suddenly grow a conscience here. The bill doesn't touch abortion directly, but the result is the same. More lives potentially saved. West Virginia is moving in the same direction. The State House Committee advanced a bill allowing pregnancy support funding to cover abortion pill reversal. The process of using progesterone to counteract mifepristone after a woman has had second thoughts about chemical abortion. Success rates run between 64 and 81% depending on the study. The bill already cleared the Senate 31-1. And in Missouri, a new St. Louis University poll shows 47% of likely voters support a fall ballot initiative to restrict abortion compared to 40% opposed. Given the abortion lobby's track record of winning these fights, the margin is pretty encouraging. On immigration, Senator Rick Scott introduced two bills this week tying federal funding to cooperation with ICE. Cities and states want federal dollars. Now they need to honor ICE detainers, conduct joint training, and share information. Seems like a low bar. And despite the nationwide backlash against DEI, hospitals are still at it. A watchdog group called Consumers Research warned Congress this week that nonprofit hospitals are using federal tax-exempt status to fund racially focused initiatives in gender clinics for children as young as three. A California clinic is offering puberty blockers to kids, describing them as reversible, despite research showing permanent effects on bone density. And we'll close with this. A Utah woman named Corey Richens was convicted of murder this week, specifically for poisoning her husband with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl. She had taken out millions in life insurance on him, had a boyfriend lined up, and her internet search history included both lethal doses of fentanyl and luxury prison searches. But the detail that really completes the picture, after killing him, she wrote a children's book about coping with grief. It was called Are You With Me? And I don't know exactly what the opposite of a rhetorical question is, but that's it. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.